Well, any longtime listeners to the award-winning For the People know that we have a great affinity for one of Connecticut's more important offices that's not often talked about, and that's the State Comptroller's Office. We've been very, very lucky to have had either representatives from that office or the comptrollers themselves on this program over the past 30 years or so, and today is no different. A brand new friend, such a new friend that we only crossed paths yesterday, and she was kind enough to say, I'll do your show tomorrow. So I'm so pleased to welcome Stephanie Craig here to the program. She is with the Health Policy and Benefits Division of the State Comptroller's Office. Sean Scanlon, of course, our state comptroller. She works directly with him as well as in the capacity of a communications specialist. We're going to talk to Stephanie right after we send out an invitation to you by the Bridgeport Regional Business Council, the City of Bridgeport's Small and Minority Business Enterprise, and the Bridgeport Downtown Special Services District. They've all teamed up to bring the entrepreneurial community together for the third Bridgeport Entrepreneur Exchange. Come on out on Tuesday, October 29th at 5 p.m. It's all happening at In the City on Fairfield Avenue in Bridgeport. You'll experience a night of networking, free resources from top organizations, speakers, mentors, and more. This event will give small businesses and entrepreneurs access to valuable information and tools, all while facilitating the introductions needed to be successful both short and long term. To register, you can just go to brbc.org and hit the event tab and look for the third Bridgeport Entrepreneur Exchange. All right. Stephanie, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you so much, John, for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
It was great to learn from you yesterday. And as you were talking about how quick and easy it was to sign up for what we're going to mostly be focusing on today, and that's the Array RX prescription drug discount card, I signed up for one in probably the space of 60 to 90 seconds. So you are absolutely right in how quick and easy it was. Did it right there on my phone while you were talking about it. And now here you are to tell everyone about it in our listening audience. So we appreciate that. Before we get into talking about how we can help people save tons of money on prescription drugs here in Connecticut with this great new program, let's talk a little bit about yourself and your work with the division. This is one of a number of different areas that the State Comptroller's Office is responsible for, but very few people probably know about it unless they've had to really interact with you guys, right?
Absolutely. Our Office of the State Comptroller is responsible for a variety of different things. But here in the Health Policy and Benefits Division, we actually focus on our state employee health care. So if you are a state employee or a participating program from a town municipality, our division here at Health Policy and Benefits Division is the group that helps administer your health plan benefits. We love the work that we do. It's really interesting and engaging, and every day is something different. And we really just strive to make our plan and our benefits the best they can possibly be, which is why so many folks want to come and work for the state, because we do have wonderful benefits that they can take advantage of. Particularly, my role here is twofold. So I support the ArrayRx prescription drug discount card program for the state of Connecticut. But because I focus so heavily on this program and the pharmaceutical space, I also support our pharmaceutical benefits for our state employee plan members as well.
So I know that a lot of savings can result in the power of numbers. And while Connecticut is a very, very small state, if I understand correctly, in certain ways, it still's got a pretty big punch when it comes to joining other states or working with other states on programs like ArrayRx. to help save the taxpayers money and to gain the best possible outcomes for either the state employees that you're working for, the state residents who are taking advantage of these programs. Are there other areas besides ArrayRx that sort of function the same way in terms of being able to show, you know, great savings just because of the ability to kind of team with other states or other organizations in order to achieve those benefits?
So what's really interesting, and I think ArrayRx really helped us open the door for this, is ArrayRx is a state collaborative between the states of Washington, Oregon, Nevada, and Ohio, as well as Connecticut. And because each of our states support the lives of so many individuals, so as a state employee plan, we are technically considered the largest payer here in the state of Connecticut. We are the largest health insurance for the state. We cover many lives, and collaboratively, if we're all working together to, you know, bring our purchasing power together and say, hey, we have all of these lives that we would like to negotiate some better rates and better things for the folks in our state, that can only be helpful. That can only be more helpful, not only for our taxpayers, and also for our state employees. Here in health policy and benefits, we're so used to really focusing on our state employees. But what's really exciting about this opportunity of working with ArrayRx is that for the first time, you know, we're really able to open up our communications to folks all across our state, which is not something that we're usually used to doing. And so the opportunity to be able to support all of the residents of our state is a really exciting one. And we're looking forward to seeing how some of those initiatives might unfold. So right now, ArrayRx is what we're doing, but you never know, more things could come about as more states join the collaborative.
So how did ArrayRx come about?
Yeah, so Public Act 23-171 was signed into law in 2023. And as of October 1st of 2023, that allowed our office to be able to join this interstate consortium known as ArrayRx. It was previously known as the Northwest Prescription Consortium. What's really wonderful about ArrayRx is, you know, it is a collaboration of states with one goal, which is to bring pharmacy solutions to people in our communities. We are a not-for-profit, and we have several services for public service for public sector entities, and it's governed by the ArrayRx Steering Committee. So this steering committee is actually comprised of government employees across all of these states. We have clinical pharmacists as well as experienced contract specialists with over decades of experience serving in the public sector. And so we're able to really take that responsibility seriously and focus on making sure that since we're not making a profit, we want to make our plan beneficiaries the most beneficial that we possibly can, which is what's super exciting about the program.
So I also think it's important to point out, Stephanie, at this point, that you're not just a facilitator and communicator on behalf of the office and this program, but you also are Connecticut's only representative participating actively on how it is operating, right?
Yes. So I am the voting member for the state of Connecticut who sits on the ArrayRx Steering Committee. Every week, we have the opportunity to connect with our fellow states and talk about the things that are going on, health policy, legislation, and other things that are going on in our state to be able to support one another when it comes to, you know, pharmaceuticals and pharmaceutical benefits. We all have that goal in mind to make things easier at the pharmacy counter for our folks. And we're able to really collaborate and work through some of the challenges and opportunities we have across states and it helps us to stay connected and understand what's going on across the landscape. And it truly is an invaluable working group, I'd like to say, when we're thinking about different and innovative ways that we can make the pharmaceutical supply chain a little less murky in our current situation.
Well, what is not murky but crystal clear is that, as I pointed out earlier, if you walk into your pharmacy and there's a line of at least two or three people or more, and you're at the end of it, and you are planning to lay down, say, $40 for a prescription, and you go on and join ArrayRx, by the time you get to the register, there's a good chance that you may be saving, reducing that $40 charge somewhat, if not significantly, because it's instantaneous to the registration.
Yes, absolutely. So the ArrayRx program is a free digital prescription drug discount card program, and it takes about a minute or less to sign up. And once you sign up, you can use your phone, you could use your computer, you can even call and sign up over the phone. You're able to access those savings immediately, which is really exciting. What's also really exciting about the program is that it's truly for everyone. There's no age, income, or insurance status restrictions tied to this card. If you live part or full time in the state of Connecticut, you have access to this free program that you can sign up and see up to 80% savings on the cost of your medications at 98% of pharmacies across the state.
That's incredible. So if you're a generic drug consumer, that's looks like the area where you save them are able to potentially achieve the greatest savings.
Absolutely. So on average, we see about 80% off the cost of our generic medications. We're seeing about 20% off of our brand name medications. And we also have the opportunity to save on some of those over-the-counter medications that you might need. So if you're someone who's on an aspirin regimen, or you're someone who has diabetes and needs some diabetes testing supplies, anything with a national drug code or NDC level code is eligible for some sort of discount. It's extremely helpful if you're someone who has a chronic condition and maybe takes medication in the long term. We know how expensive that can be as we continue to move forward in our treatment plans. And we want to make sure that people have the best opportunity to make their informed choices and save a couple bucks at the pharmacy counter.
So if people are taking OTC products from their drugstore, how do they learn whether or not they might qualify for discounts through ArrayRx? Is that national drug code something that's just stamped on the product?
So usually what you can do is you can take a look on, you know, a lot of people will go to a search engine like Google or Bing and take a look. And if they type in that information, they'll be able to get the national drug code. You could also ask your pharmacist as well too. But what I find to be really helpful is actually our website. So if you go to ArrayRxCard.com, there is an Rx tools feature, and you can actually search the name of your medication, whether that's the over-the-counter thing that you're looking for or your prescription medication. You can put in your zip code and set your mile radius, and you can actually take a look and see how much it's going to cost you at the point of purchase at this moment in time. And really cool opportunity, too, is for you to be able to comparison shop. If you are a savvy consumer and someone who really likes to make sure that you're getting the best bang for your buck, the Rx tool feature is the best piece to take advantage of, because you never know. You could be going to your largest big box pharmacy thinking you're getting the best price, but maybe a half mile down the road, that independent pharmacy might actually save you an extra $5 to $10. So if you're willing to, you know, comparison shop, you can have your provider send it to the best pharmacy for you to save the best amount of money.
Wow. That's great. And you did mention that part-time and full-time residents of the state of Connecticut are eligible to use the card. So if they live in another state that may not be part of the group of states you mentioned in the consortium, or if they just travel a lot, they still can use the benefits of the card, right?
Absolutely. So although you need to be a part or full-time resident of the state of Connecticut, if you are traveling or if you are at maybe your second home or you know, you travel a lot for work, we actually have a broad network of over 64,000 pharmacies across the country that accept the card. So chances are there's probably a pharmacy near where you're going. You can always use the Find a Pharmacy tool on that Rx tool feature to see where the closest pharmacy is to you at that moment in time to get the best savings.
And talk a little bit about the way ArrayRx may interface with an individual who's on Medicare, Medicaid, or on private insurance.
Absolutely. So we always like to say that this card and this program is a tool in your toolkit. So although it can't be combined with your private insurance or Medicare or Medicaid benefits, it can be used in place of. So I always tell this to folks when I'm meeting them out in the community is next time you pick up your prescriptions, head to your pharmacist and say, hey, I have my insurance card and I have my ArrayRx card. Can you run it and tell me what's going to have the best savings? Although, you know, if you do choose to go with ArrayRx, it won't count towards your out-of-pocket maximum or deductible. If you can still save some money in the moment, it's a great opportunity. So we definitely recommend you have it in your back pocket, you keep it. You may not use it all the time, but if it's going to help you save on some of that medication, that's some extra money in your pocket that you can put towards other things.
And if there's a number of people in the household that take prescription or over-the-counter medications, they can be individually eligible for one of these cards?
Absolutely. So every person in your household needs their own ArrayRx card. I have a soon-to-be two-year-old. He has his own ArrayRx card, as well as my husband and myself. So you can use the same email address and physical address when you're signing up. Everybody just needs to put in their own name and date of birth to have their own unique subscriber ID number.
And if people are hearing about this, whether it's in the workplace, at like a senior center or a community center, or at a healthcare provider, and they want to help educate their patients, clients, or consumers about the availability of this, you've got some help for them too.
Absolutely. So we have created a really comprehensive outreach toolkit for our nonprofits, our town services, our allied health professionals, our pharmacies, and the like. If you or someone that you work with directly connects with the community and thinks that this would be a valuable resource that you could share about, you can actually email me directly, and I can share that information with you. My email address is stephanie.craig@ct.gov, and I can send you the entire toolkit so you have all of the information and resources you need to share with your community.
And resources for the community are available in English and Spanish. As you said, there's no cost for this. But while it's called sort of like a savings card, there's no real paper. This is a digital product, right?
Yes, this is a digital discount card. So when you sign up online, you'll receive your card instantly, not only on the screen once you hit submit, but they will also send an email to the email address that you've provided. If you're someone who is just not big on computers, I myself am in that camp, the call-in number, our customer service line, is fantastic, and you can call and enroll right over the phone at 800-913-4146. They will enroll you over the phone, and you can write down that prescriber ID number and keep it in your wallet or purse for the next time you head to the pharmacy counter. We also, a lot of your local town municipalities, senior centers, community centers may already have our call-in flyer, which actually has a really great pop-out card feature. So you can ask, and if not, they can reach out to me, or you can reach out to me directly, and I'd be happy to send that over to you. So it looks like a little makeshift card. And that was directly created as feedback from our community on the things that they needed in order to feel successful with the program. So we're always listening and we appreciate the feedback.
Awesome. Stephanie Craig is both a strategic communications director and health policy and benefits division member at Sean Scanlon's Office of the State Comptroller in Hartford. Once again, if you'd like to learn more about ArrayRx, you can call their customer service line at 800-913-4146, or you can email Stephanie if you'd like, Stephanie with a PH, Craig is K-R-I-E-G at ct.gov. Stephanie, great to meet you. Great to chat with you. And it was great to learn about this program and how Connecticut residents could potentially save tons of money on prescription and over-the-counter medications with Array RX.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.